Well, it's been about 3 months since the Eagles made a move in free agency, bringing in safety Patrick Chung to Philadelphia. And we welcome him here to the studio today, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagle safety Patrick Chung. And how's Philly, man?
It's good, man. I like it. Yeah, definitely.
Is there a transition period?
No, man. I feel from the day I came here, it was just been cool. Like, everybody's been cool. It's a really laid-back city. It can get crazy sometimes.
Philadelphia is a laid-back city?
To me, man. But I'm always at home. I'm chilling at the house.
Oh, you don't go to, like, Phillies games? Or do you go out and experience the sporting world?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Me and my wife go out and do some things. But really, we just sit at the house, man. We chill out.
Okay. So you're a pretty boring guy when it comes right down to it.
I'm definitely not boring. But I try to stay out of too much trouble.
You know? Do you like it? Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some sense of kind of starting over again, exciting feeling.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm very excited to be here, man. It's a fresh start. And, you know, I'm around a bunch of good group of guys, and we're just having fun, man.
So, I am sensing that players are getting really good workouts in, getting really good work in. And getting to the point of exhaustion. Do you feel that way, Patrick?
No. I mean, I'm tired. Yeah. I'm definitely tired, but that's a good tired. You know, it's not just, oh, man, I'm tired, this and this. We're tired because we're working hard. You know, mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a good tired to me, you know.
Describe the scheme defensively and what you need to learn, what you need to do to be successful.
It's got to be mentally tough, man. Always on a fast pace and just, you know, knowing what you're doing and just being mentally tough is the number one thing, man.
We know of Bill Belichick's defense that it was a lot of different things, a lot of different looks, a lot of funky, maybe midweek adjustments that we see in games. Level of sophistication, is it possible to compare what you know about Bill's defense to what you did with that defense?
Yeah, you have to be smart, man. Here or there, or actually any team, man. You have to be smart, man, because every team you play is going to be different. So you're going to have different schemes, different things you have to do to stop that team. So you have to be able to do multiple things.
Yeah, is it mental at this point with you? Is that what you're trying to get through here?
It's 80% mental, 20% physical.
Okay.
Everybody's big, fast, and strong. It's just about who's smarter and who can anticipate things and make plays.
How much do you study?
All the time. I mean, we watch film all the time. I mean, before we even have meetings, we watch film. And, you know, sometimes the guys get together, watch film. You know, sometimes we go home, read the playbook for a little bit. I mean, it's just constant. You have to know what you're doing, being on the same page as everybody else, and then you'll be good.
So I would imagine, Patrick, that you have to have a mentality of being a bookworm to a degree to make it in the NFL. I mean, this is something that not everybody can understand.
Yeah, everybody has to be a bookworm, man. If you don't know what you're doing, you can't play. Or if you can't play fast either. You know, you're going to be out there thinking too much. So in football, you have to be able to just play. Just know what you're doing and just play.
And at what point in your football career did that realization dawn on you that you just couldn't be the fastest, strongest guy out on the field? Is it high school, college, NFL?
I think later on in college, and it really hits you as soon as you got here. Is everybody's fast, everybody's big, everybody's been, you know, captain of their team in high school and college. Everybody's done that, been through the same thing you've been through. So now it just comes down to how intelligent you are, how fast you can pick up on the playbook, and how, you know, pretty much how fast you can get to a play without even being athletic, just being smart.
Neat. We watch the practices on a limited basis, and you know, it's very hard to judge the defense because you don't have pads on, you can't hit. So how do you judge how it's working, how it's progressing?
I think it's fine. That's more of a coach's question, man. I can't speak for
you. You can only worry about what you're doing.
Where everybody else is doing also, mm-hmm. be on the same page. But, I mean, for me to judge the whole team, that's a coach thing. I mean, but as just me, I think we're having fun, we're getting better, and we're having that camaraderie.
How about the locker room?
It's fun in there.
Yeah?
It's fun. I mean, if you're a family, you can play some ball.
I always wondered about that, and fans always, hey, it takes a while to get used to the locker room when you go to a new place. You find that to be the case?
Nah, man, I think everybody's clicking. I mean, that's
great.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah, I feel
like
everybody's clicking, man. Everybody's cool. Everybody's hanging out. It's not just segregated. You know, I feel everybody talks to everybody, and it's just fun, man.
It's late May here, Patrick, and, you know, the football season for fans can't get here fast enough.
Yeah.
How do you pace yourself in the course of the offseason?
Can't worry about things you can't control, man. You just got to wait it out and just try to get better. And then when the season comes, let's go.
Well, you are mellow today. You're a mellow guy. Because I don't really know you.
Mellow. I'm pretty mellow. Every once in a while, I might get a little goofy, get a little wild. But I'm pretty much a mellow person.
How do you get into the rage of game day?
Put the pads on.
And that gets it for you?
Yeah, to me, if you put pads on, you're not excited, then you should might as well just
What kind of rituals do you have? Anything?
Nah, just listen to music.
What kind of stuff?
hip hop mostly, but anything that sounds good, man. I sometimes listen to rock, System of a Down, listen to all that stuff, man. Whatever just gets me hyped, just put my headphones on and just relax.
You appreciate being in front of 70,000 people every week playing in front of a national television. That's
course,
a huge television.
Yeah, of course. They appreciate us. Yeah. So why would we not appreciate them?
It's just great. I meet a lot of kids, not a lot, but there are some who don't maybe appreciate it as much being
in
the NFL.
You have to love your fans, man, because that's what's going to take you a long way. You know, in as far as just being a good person, being a nice person, as far as people just liking you just for who you are off the field. So my main thing is always respect people that respect you, and you'll be fine.
That's awesome. And Philadelphia's good for you. You're loving it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I like it out here.
Okay. Cuisine, any favorites, anything you like?
I actually went to Barclay.
Barclay
Prime. Pretty good.
Yeah. Your steak, man.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Steak, every once in a while. I like veal.
Okay.
I'm a veal guy.
As do I. There are a lot of great restaurants in Philadelphia, a lot of good times here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would call it a laid-back city. You'll find that on Sunday that it's not.
Oh, Sunday is a different. Yeah. Sunday's a whole different day from Monday to Saturday. So it's we'll see, though. Right now, it's laid-back, man. Everybody's cool.
Who do you hang with in the locker room? Is it a whole group of guys?
Yes, just whoever, man.
I think Chip promotes that, the way he lines up everybody in the locker room, where he really promotes everyone being
everybody has to talk, one. Man. Yeah, it's like Chip says, it's us against them. You know?
Yeah.
So we have to be able to bond and be a family, be a band of brothers, man, just go out there and play.
Well, good stuff, man. I'm glad things are coming along.
Oh, yeah.
And you're happy? You're in good shape?
Feeling
healthy?
I am ecstatic, bro. I'm good.
Are you?
Yes, I'm good.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Man, no worries.
All right, Patrick Chung in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.